Welcome to Excellent Adventures, where I, your host, Reece Sweeney, take a step away from my duties as a radio and TV personality and give you a first-hand look at my other love, backyard chickens and homesteading. Take a listen to conversations I have with others who are in farming, homesteading, and connected brands. And some of those conversations go a little like this.
She does say I have too much, though. She says I have too many, but I don't think I have enough.
The chicken math started mathing.
Yep, it's never ending.
I only started with like 4 laying hens. Now I have over 100 chickens and geese and quail.
So the first question we ask everybody that comes on to the Excellent Adventures, what was your old cluck moment?
The first thing that comes to mind is when the first time I got locked inside one of my own chicken coops.
We talk about the highs, the lows, and everything in between. Now let's see who's on this episode of Excellent Adventures. We're back, another episode, Excellent Adventures in the books. Today we have a woman who not only has her own homestead farm, she's also running for office. She's pushing the kids in the direction of homesteading, which we can really appreciate because we have our Excellent Adventures program. Without further ado, let me introduce Marianne Zimmerman to you guys, owner of Mulberry Hill Farm in Country Comforts.
Hi, everybody from Wisconsin.
I love it, man. We visited Wisconsin not too long ago. We've had a couple of guests from that state, and farming is a pretty dope thing, not unique thing out there.
No, most of the state is actually rural. It's very, there's a few cities, but most people are farming out here.
That's cool. Before we get into all the details on that, we asked everybody, what was the moment that you knew you were in the farming game or chicken game? In other words, like, what was your old cluck moment when you know, okay, this is my real life?
So when I found this house, we moved here 9 years ago. I lived in Milwaukee, which is probably the biggest city in Wisconsin. And I saw this house online. I said, 9 acres. I said, wow, woods, barns, goat shed. I think I can actually do this. And I am. And, you know, you have your self-doubt, you get nervous. And I waited a full month and the house was still available. And I said, nope, it's meant to be.
Got to do it. That's cool. Wow. 9 acres was still available after a month.
Yes.
I have like 40 houses saved on my Zillow. None of them available after 48 hours.
I know. It really was a full month. And I told my husband, I said, it is still available. And he said, it's meant to be. Let's just go see it. We saw it. Fell in love right away.
That makes so much sense. Moving from Milwaukee, we just had an event in Milwaukee. It is a real city. Like it's nothing rural about it. So coming from Milwaukee to move into a 9-acre farmhouse, how was that transition for you guys?
So my husband grew up in Broadhead. Not sure you know what that is. It's in kind of middle of nowhere. So he was fine. He was used to it. I, on the other hand, every sound, especially at night, was creeping me out. I was hearing owls. I was hearing things rustling in the bushes.
Everybody loves a good bushel rustle.
Everything was freaking me out. My husband used to have a joke there. He would hear my little feet pitter-patter from the car back to the house all the time because I was terrified of every single sound. Once it got dark, I told my kids, get inside. We don't know what's out here. People are telling me about bears and mountain lions. And so it was a huge difference for us. And then just the taking care of the property. You know, you got to get all this stuff. You got to get the tractor. You're going to burn your boxes because you don't always have bulk pickup.
That's an Excellent Adventures first, talking about burning boxes. I used to have to burn leaves with my granddad in North Carolina. He lives in a very rural city in North Carolina, so burning boxes, especially how was the Amazon delivery and pickup? I know that was a difference as well.
So Amazon is not in Milwaukee. You can order something like at 5 a.m. and have it by like 10 a.m. Here, you're lucky if it's 2 days. It's probably closer to about 5 to 7 days for things.
Got you.
You got to plan accordingly. Same thing in grocery shopping. When you run out of stuff, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a drive to go get something else.
Luckily, you got eggs there.
Yep, we got eggs and lots of meat.
Mm-hmm. There we go. There we go. What was your introduction into farming? Because you said he grew up in the middle of nowhere, but you grew up in the city?
Yes. So we grew up in 25th and Highland. It's actually the old Jeffrey Dahmer neighborhood.
Mm.
When all that was going on, my mom was like, we're done. So we moved to Glendale, which is a suburb just northeast of Milwaukee. And we had an acre. Mm. And as a kid, I started bringing home animals. squirrels, dogs, cats, rabbits. And I've always done it my whole entire life. And my parents like, you just need to live somewhere further out.
Great.
Yeah, where you can have all your animals. And so when we found our place, my husband said, no animals. Let's just wait. No animals.
Mm-hmm. How long did that last? Two, 3 hours?
Actually, a year. I took a whole year and I was researching. And finally, I just bought, one of those chicken coops off Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
The $40 ones, your nose gonna fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
I bought one of those. And it came in the mail. My husband's like, ugh.
Chickens.
And he goes, that is terrible. He goes, the snow is going to cover it during the wintertime. He goes, we get that much snow. And I said, well, I'll figure it out. Got my little four chickens the next day. And he kind of, every day he looks at that, and he's like, I hate that thing. It's so cheap. It's terrible. Why'd you get it? So he builds me a chicken coop.
wait, hold on. I feel like there may have been a setup involved here.
You
may have already known the outcome. We've reached that part of the show where we hook you up with some insider information. And this time it's some egg side information. Y'all know what I mean. Because people ask me all the time, how do you get your chickens so fluffy and healthy and happy? And their eggs are so bright, beautiful, and they taste delicious too. I would love to dedicate all those things to me coming in and having a great time in that chicken coop every day and shaking it up with those ladies. But the fact is, it comes from a healthy and balanced diet of Purina's Laina. That's the brand we use. Whether you've got laying hens and you want to go with the Purina Laina plus omega 3, or you got a bunch of baby chicks running around in your brooder and you go with that Purina Start and Grow Crumble, you can't lose. I know we haven't. So visit their website today, and in 3 easy steps you can get discount coupons for the Purina product that's right for some great nutrition for your animals. I did it myself and it only took me about 2 minutes. It's absolutely worth it. And to make things easier, we have the hyperlink on our website, blackyardchickens.com. Just look under product of the month and you'll see the link right there to go and try your Purina Feed greatness. And through their trial program, they can pair you with the right nutrition and let you try it with your animals and see the results. Now, I can tell you all day how Purina Feed greatness has been absolutely phenomenal for my chickens, goats, ducks, and rabbits, but you can see for yourself. Go to blackyardchickens.com. Now let's get back to this week's adventure.
So he builds me this awesome chicken coop. So I went and got some more chickens.
Chicken math.
Yeah. I'm like, well, they got to stay warm. So why not have more chickens? So we went from 4 chickens to 10 chickens.
Mm.
And so my husband comes up the hill one day, our house is on a hill. And he goes, I thought I told you no more than 4 chickens. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I was driving home. And granted, he just got a little convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I picked up 4 ducks off the road. And I know they are yours. I'm like, you don't know they're mine. I'm like, he's like, well, he goes, I know they're yours, Marion. They are yours. I'm like, well, did they go quack, quack? I'm like, maybe they're mine.
Right. They're mine. Oh, wait a second. I'm trying to keep up here. We went from 4 chickens.
Yes.
To the Amazon coop to a new husband-built coop.
Yes.
To 10, was it 10 more chickens or 6 more chickens?
6 more chickens.
So now we have 10 chickens.
Yes.
And then surprise, surprise, we've got 4 ducks waddling up the driveway.
Yes.
Okay. Were they your ducks, allegedly?
Allegedly, yes.
Okay. Did they escape or you just set them free? You had some water nearby.
I had some water nearby.
Okay. They were free ranging. They are your ducks. What kind of ducks were these?
Cayugas.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They were absolutely your ducks. Now, when you got the 10 chickens, were they already pullets, or were they grown hens, or did you brood these chickens?
They were grown hens.
Okay. What did you start with?
I got the first four, and the first four ran away. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about chicken runs. I didn't think I needed a chicken run.
Yeah.
So I'll get six more just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And the other four came back, so that's why I ended up with 10. I wasn't scheming or anything.
Gotcha. You were doing chicken replacement. I had four. They got away. I get six. So if four get away, I still have two. It makes plenty of sense. Then four came back.
So we are now we have over 50 chickens.
Okay.
We have 10 ducks. We have two grown turkeys, and we have 10 more turkeys that should be hatching tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Out of all the poultry you have, what's your favorite poultry to keep?
Turkeys now.
Okay. See, you just talked me into it. Now I have to get turkeys. That was my affirmation right there. My confirmation that I need to get turkeys.
So I think you've been on my country comforts page. The black turkey,
mm-hmm.
The heritage one, every morning he comes up to me and he comes right alongside my leg and I pet him and he is the best turkey ever. He eats out of my hand. Turkey.
Wow.
I love him. I named him after my dad. And my dad's like, hey, you can't eat him now. I'm like, I won't eat him.
That's the rule. You name it, you cannot eat it.
And that's why I name a lot of them. I tell my husband, that one has a name. Can't eat Red, can't eat Rosie,
mm-hmm.
can't eat Blanca. They have names. And now even my kids are into it, so he definitely can't say no now.
No, not at all. Now you guys went from four chickens to 50 birds, right? Yeah. 50 chickens, 10 ducks. You got 10 turkeys on the way. You got a couple already.
Yeah.
And I saw that you just bought a rabbit, or you just have a rabbit now. Hot Rod.
Hot Rod. He's a boy, and we already have Rabba, who's a girl.
Oh, you're going to have a million rabbits. That was the plan. I kid you, you're going to have a million bunnies. Bunnies are in a constant pursuit of happiness. As soon as I put my unfixed rescue bunny in with my unfixed other rescue bunny, I have a Blanca too. I have a Domino and a Blanca. And now, as soon as they got together, he consummated the meeting. I was like, you didn't even know her first. You didn't take her to dinner or anything.
Nope. I'm looking for, I'm hoping my husband will build a rabbitat soon.
Yes, I have a rabbitat.
So. I showed him your videos. I'm like, I would really like this. We only have one rabbit. I'm like, so far.
So far, it's on the way. I'm glad that we are stretching and helping people get their own rabbitats. Tell them I apologize for my input in this. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff, man. Now, once you start getting these animals,
mm-hmm.
what is your goal with these animals? Like, what is your goal with the chickens and the ducks? Is it to sell the eggs? Is it to start selling meat birds? Or what's going on with, like?
So we currently sell the eggs as part of the business Country Comforts. And to kind of offset some of the feed bills, I told my husband I was spread selling eggs. Because we're getting about 3 dozen eggs a day. So,
mm-hmm.
and even with 4 kids, they're not eating all those. So,
no.
So we're selling eggs. Also, a lot of the chickens come because we are a rescue. So okay. if people don't want their roosters or they're not allowed to have them, even across the street from me, they're not allowed to have roosters, which is really weird. We will take in any bird. We will not turn down or turn away any bird. If a bird needs a home, some of the old hens who are no longer laying, we do take them in. They can live their life out at our farm.
It's cool. You got a good retirement community going too.
We do. You know, it has been so good. My son is like me. He has always loved animals. He has autism. And it has been like these animals have been the driving force in his life. We said, okay, we will feed and keep these animals if you do what you're supposed to be doing in school, mm-hmm. and you are taking care of them, you're learning responsibility. He is up at 6 a.m. whenever the sun is up. He is filling water bins. He is feeding everybody. In school, he has gone from being essentially nonverbal to he's taking one college course now. He's in high school.
Wow.
He's an honor student. He is active in 4-H. And in 2 years, he is going to go to college for wildlife education.
I mean, that's amazing.
It is. I mean, and the school he's going to is 2 hours away. So he's preparing himself to leave home and pursue this. And it's the best school in the state for wildlife anything. So these animals, I mean, they cost us money, but the impact they've had in his life has been huge.
Yeah, no, that's like you said, the impact is priceless. That's amazing. That's one of the benefits we have with our Excellent Adventure program. When these kids that are nonverbal or very low verbal kids have autism, when they get around these animals, it's like a light bulb goes off and they open up in a way that they haven't written normally or typically been. So that's an incredible story. And we appreciate you sharing that with us, because sometimes people don't realize the benefits of getting to the agricultural side of things with these animals. And that's one of them. Mental health benefits is definitely one of them.
You know, he has learned so much. All my kids have learned so much responsibility. They're up early. They're just not just feeding and getting the chickens water. They're also looking at them like, okay, this one has a pale comb. Mm. Or notice this turkey, his head has been red for a few days. So I think he's having some ongoing stress. Something we need to address. It's so much responsibility, and it has taught him to look at people as well and say like, hey, like, I feel like you're not feeling good today, or you look stressed, or so he's picking up emotions in animals, which is a little bit harder, but has also taught him to pick up emotions in people as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. And there's definitely things that cross over from one thing to another. So that's amazing. That is amazing. Wow, I got to add some hand claps to this interview. That's pretty cool. What thing have you found the most beneficial for yourself outside of just the joy of having them?
The health benefits. So, and I think this kind of goes with the autism and just all my kids in general, we're all healthier. When I moved out here, I was about 250 pounds. I'm only 5'1", so that's a little bit of a bigger lady. Gotcha. Just raising our own animals, eating food that we know where it comes from, growing our own food, mm-hmm. Has had massive health benefits for all of us. I'm sitting around, I'm like 140 now, so I'm 90 pounds smaller than when I was when I moved out here.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, in my 40s, I'm in probably the best shape of my life.
Mm. It sounds like Netflix special is coming just to cover your whole life and transition and stuff. I mean, this is some incredible information. This is why we do this podcast, because we want to spread the different benefits and how amazing this lifestyle can be for people.
Yeah. And I'm a part of a Facebook group, Black Women Homesteading. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to start a group where women come out and do stuff with me, spend a day at the farm, do some mm-hmm. work. Because so many people are so afraid, especially African-Americans, we're afraid to go out and do this homesteading thing. We think it's not for us. It is absolutely for us. It is in our genes. And it's something we are meant to do, to get back to nature.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I know you feel way more grounded in this lifestyle.
Yes.
I love it. Now,
running around and all that stuff.
Right. Taking care of those fur and feather babies. Talk to me about the education side. We talked a little bit off camera about you being on school board. You're running for something right now, so we want to wish you luck with that. I don't know the proper term to say when somebody's running was break a leg or something. Whatever it is, I hope you win. And you're pushing for children to get into this lifestyle as well. You were telling me about the county fairs and the shows. Can you elaborate a little on that?
Yeah, so 4-H has made a huge difference in my kid's life. Mm. And a lot of people don't realize that 4-H can also pay for your kids. If your kids want to go to college or buy their own farm or whatever they want to do after high school, 4-H can really help with that. For swine, you know, you buy a pig for a couple hundred dollars. It's kind of a big investment up front. But when your kid sells that swine at fair to a buyer, you know, for a few thousand dollars, that money goes into an interest-bearing account. You know, your kid starts showing like 8 or 9 years old. Mm-hmm. At 18, 19, when they're ready to pull that money out of their account, they have tens of thousands of dollars that they can use to pay for college, not take out a college loan. I've had a friend who he paid for college, then he used the rest of it for down payment on his house. You can also use it when that experience comes to play when you want to buy a farm. USDA loans, those rural loans,
yes,
they are looking for farm experience, any kind of experience.
Mm.
My husband and I tried for it, and we didn't have enough farm experience. And I'm like, oh man, that's no fair. But you know what? It was fair. But these kids who are in 4-H, they'll come out of 4-H and they'll have years and years of farm experience. They can put on that USDA home loan and they can get little to no money down and they can get grants to buy a tractor and they can start their own farm, their own homestead a lot easier and for a lot cheaper than a lot of us are.
So, yeah, we need to push 4-H in all the schools. That makes so much sense because they're basically going from elementary school all the way through high school with this experience, which gives them about 10 years up. So then they'll be qualified for all of these different grants and things like that. So that's amazing.
And the work ethic. Mm. You don't get through 4-H or even like you showed your county fair. That is a long week. You're up early. You're feeding those animals at your home. And then you're also going over to your county fair and you're feeding the animals, take care of them there too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get through that without having and learning some really good work ethic.
Yeah, discipline.
And it prepares you so well for adulthood.
We've reached that part of the show where we hook you up with some insider information. And this week it's all about Eden Pet and Pasture. And I got a 20% discount code for you. As farmers, we know the love and care it takes to raise happy and healthy animals. So choose the best when it comes to bedding, premium cut Timothy hay, and treats for your furry and feathery friends. So if you're looking for super absorbent hemp bedding or nesting pads for your laying ladies, look no further than Eden Pet and Pasture. Check them out right now at EdenPetandPasture.com, and first time shoppers get a 20% discount by typing in Reese at checkout. That's R-E-E-C at checkout. Now let's get back to another excellent adventure.
Yeah, I would definitely say that this is the closest thing to me from playing, because I play collegiate sports. Mm-hmm. And having that discipline, you're going to early morning practices, going to classes, then going to afternoon workouts or practices, then working out on your own, then study hall. And then so it's like I was used to a regimen. And now it's the same thing. I'm up early caring for these animals, doing what I got to do for work, coming in, you know, be creative, whatever. And then going back and caring for them again, it puts you back on like a nice discipline regimen schedule.
Yeah. And I see you play college sports, and that's, you're one of the lucky people because I think only 1% of people are actually able to play college sports.
Yeah.
But pretty much anyone can homestead nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
And so it's such a good lifestyle, and it can be financially rewarding as well.
Tell me about that. Where do you see the financial rewards? Because I see that you mentioned earlier you sell the eggs, you offset your feed costs. What other pockets of finance do you see?
So with some of the agriculture stuff, it was 4 years ago, I had $10 and I bought one raspberry bush and one blackberry bush.
Okay.
Planted them. Try my best to baby them. My neighbors came over and gave me some really good advice about pine needles and soil acidity. And I did a lot of research over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last few years, so this year, I made enough in blackberry and raspberry sales. I'm still going, actually. But I made enough to cover all my kids' fair projects. The pigs, the turkeys, honeybees, and that's about almost $3,000 in fair projects.
From a couple of bushes 4 years ago.
Yeah, $10 in raspberry and blackberry bushes.
Wow, $10 to a few thousand. I love it.
And our hopes is to actually, we're clearing an acre kind of near the barn, and we're going to put in just kind of like a field of raspberry and blackberry bushes so we can do pick your own.
Mm.
So in a few years, we'll be able to have people come in during those seasons and pick their own raspberries and blackberries.
Cool. What else do you guys grow on your property?
That's the only thing that we sell, we grow. Besides that, we do kind of like the cottage garden. So we do pumpkins, Big Macs, pumpkins for the kids, for jack-o'-lanterns, pie pumpkins, obviously lots of corn, squash, onions, lots of potatoes, blueberries. We have mulberry trees here, hence the name. Right. So a lot of things that we're going to eat and can up over the winter. We will go here.
Okay. So you guys are almost, have your own grocery store in your backyard?
Essentially, yes.
That's incredible. Incredible stuff. Tell me about care. So I want to talk about two specific things here. Okay. Turkey care. How do you care for a turkey? Give me the crash course.
Oh, so we start off in the brooder, and I don't know if you ever see from my post. I'm a big Tractor Supply girl.
Yeah.
And so
they owe you some money.
My husband keeps saying we should buy stock in that company. We're giving all our money to them. But so I got the nice big silver
the big tubs.
Yep.
I have the same. Yep. I just switched to using something different, but yes, I have the big metal tub.
Oh, I love those.
Mm-hmm.
And we start them off in there. We do two brooders. So we do one kind of like the heat wall,
mm-hmm.
the side of it. And then we also do the standing up brooders. They can go underneath if they want to get warmer.
Yeah.
And we use a Purina All Flock.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we give them treats here and there because we do a lot of sweet potatoes here.
Mm-hmm.
We do give them mashed up sweet potatoes, and they love it.
Everybody loves sweet potato pie. Everybody.
I'm like, I don't know anyone who doesn't like sweet potatoes. Like, everyone loves them. But honestly, just a lot of socialization. I mean, when they're babies, we are picking them up. We are carrying them everywhere. And honestly, until they get to about 20, 25 pounds, I am still picking them up and taking them around with me.
Got you.
But yeah, just, you know, keeping their space clean. We do a mixture of straw just because we use it for the other animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do the bedding. That requires cleanouts every week during the warm months because otherwise it's going to get stinky and they have big poops.
Yeah, they're big birds.
Yeah. But and I know some people have been saying, oh, go to a construction stand. I'm not quite there yet. I've been researching it. But the straw with the shavings as a bedding has really worked well for us. And I learned the hard way, reinforced roost for them. They like to be up high.
Okay.
So now they're all in our barn. My husband has relinquished part of the barn to me. Sweetest guy in the world. And
why you married him.
Yes. And so for them, we have actually used piping.
Mm.
So metal pipes. Our birds, some of our big boys, are tipping the scales around 40 pounds.
Whew.
Yeah. And so wood wasn't going to cut it.
Mm-mm.
And so piping, and then with the insulation covers over them, especially in the cold months, so their feet aren't sticking. And the barn stays pretty warm, but just so we don't get damaged to feet or end up with
like bumblefoot or something. And yeah. I get it. Okay. I just learned like 5 new things right now. So I'm like a kid in the candy store listening.
Well, yeah. And we do have our turkeys together with our ducks and our chickens. Mm-hmm. Our turkeys, our big boys, they will protect the entire flock. Mm. We have foxes around here, and we've had a fox even this morning who was trying to get in. Our 2 big boys, they stand in front of that door, and that fox will not mess with them. Mm. And they will get, I've seen them give chase to him a few times. So
got some protective toms over there.
Yeah, they're amazing. I wouldn't trade them for anything. After the fair, they are fair birds a few years ago. And I said, you two are pardoned. I love you two. So you're coming right back home.
That's incredible.
And I was like, when did presidential pardon? I said, no, they got pardoned.
That's cool. Turkey safe on Thanksgiving.
Yep. Every year.
That's cool. Tell me about the piggies. You got show pigs now.
Yes. So
what is a show pig for somebody just listening to say, what is a show pig? Tell me what that is.
So a show pig is a pig that you're not just breeding. It's a really good cut of meat. Mm. So, and you can trace their lineage. I actually have got paper over there. It just came in. I can tell you our pigs' parents, their grandparents, and their great-grandparents. Mm. So a show pig, you can trace their lineage. And you know exactly what you're getting. So we have a Berkshire. It's one my daughter really wanted to do, Berkshire's. They have the best meat for pork.
That's the biggest. It's like black and pink and white, or black and white, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we also have spotted Polands, or spots. We call them. And meat is not as good, but it's very good as Berkshire's. But just really cute, really beautiful pigs. And show pigs, you don't slop show pigs.
They eat good feed. They get the Purina sow and pig feed. Yes.
You know, they're not getting your leftover burgers. They're not getting all your leftover stuff. You're really watching their nutrition, and you're really making sure that, like you would if a kid, you make sure they're eating the best that they can and that they have really good, nutritious foods. So, yeah, like you said, show feed. Mm-hmm. And that can range, I've seen as high as $50 a bag, or as low as $16 a bag. Mm-hmm. But you're going to go through, you'll go through about a bag a week. But as you get closer to that 250, 300 pound mark, you can go through a bag a day.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
That's a hefty portion.
That's close to the fair time, so.
Wow. Is that so they can have the correct weight for show, or is it something else going on?
So you had a correct weight. So they had to be a minimum of 230 pounds, but no more than 300 pounds.
Okay. So it's like a prize fighter. I understand.
Yep.
They got to make weight.
Yep. You got to make weight.
So what are you looking for a show pig? Is it the body structure and all of that stuff? Because like I had dogs I used to breed for a show. Well, I didn't breed them. I'll just buy a show dog and then take them to the show. So what are you looking for with those?
So I am still new to this. And I have 2 families that are really awesome about mentoring us through this. And we have we go through Fort Show Pigs here in Wisconsin, who are amazing. And so she actually took us into the barns, and you have a little whip. And so she very lightly tapped some on the nose. Mm-hmm. And these pigs, they stand up and they're like this, and they're like, da, da, da. And they're going off. I mean, they're standing up straight. They don't look like they're fat. Like they look like they're strong and healthy
and fit. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. That's amazing there. So you got show pigs that train. I know pigs are really smart. I did do the research on that. We just got a couple of rescue pigs. It came out of nowhere. I got a call to get a potbelly pig, right? Mm-hmm. Just say it was a Saturday. And then on Tuesday, on Sunday, he ran away. So he broke out of the enclosure because I underestimated the power of rooting. So he rooted out of this kennel, right? Mm-hmm. Since we've reinforced it and got away. I get another call the next day saying, hey, we got this pig. Can you rehome it? Can you rescue this pig? Yeah, sure. It's a female pig. I go get the pig. Mm-hmm. I set it up to go pick up this pig. The pig that ran away comes back.
Yep.
I called the guy I got the pig from. I said, hey, I'm just letting you know, transparently, the pig broke out of the pen. He said, oh, no, you ain't that lucky. He'll be back. He's just exploring. He came back. And now we have two pigs. So we got Wesley and we got Miss Piggy.
Oh, it's going to. I'm going to keep watching your Facebook page, but it's going to be four pigs. And then six pigs. Yeah.
And this is going to be the gift that keeps on giving because I don't need pork. So they'll just be pets. It'll be more rescue piggies all around the farm. It's crazy. Tell me about some pig care tips. I know we're going to have to get the farrier in soon to trim those little hooves. Tusk, how do you handle like the tusk, the hooves, and all of that type of stuff too?
Right away, establishing a relationship with someone who has pigs in the area. So we work with Dolan & Sons Cattle Company. Mm-hmm. Because they are a family who's been showing pigs for a long time. And they have, they come over and they're helping us check hooves, check tusk. And then right away, getting in with a local country vet who will come to your place. So that's we're hoping to have one come out next week and just starting that relationship right away and saying, hey, this is what we have. And a good country vet they know all the best farriers and they know the best everything in the area because they see everybody. So in our area, there's two vets that come out. And so we're getting established with one of those and we're just going to say, hey, like, who do you recommend as a farrier for these pigs? And then actually your local county extension as well. Your county extension knows everything for every animal and everything ag. And so calling them, say, hey, like, who do you recommend? Or who do you recommend to mentor me? Because that's how we got those two families who are helping us out a lot.
Okay. County Extension, something I did not know. Now we do. Yeah. Thank you. You've been schooling us all day.
And I was going to tell you about the raspberries, blackberries. They test your soil for free a lot of times, or sometimes it's a few dollars. Yeah. They'll test your soil and let you know, is it good? You know, what do you need to add to it?
Okay. That's great to know. We're thinking about planting some apple trees because we got these two rescue ponies that love apples. We got the goats that love everything. And now we got these pigs. So we wanted to start growing some more things that could help with the food.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've been putting, as you tell, we've been wrong side.
Yeah, what is that, a peach tree growing behind you?
There are two peach trees behind me. This is the farm office. And then in the garage, I have two cherry trees. Mm. Because I got it in my head that we're going to do cherries as well.
So you sprout them up in the garage and bring them out later.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, I need some help planting some trees.
It's great to have help.
It is.
To have help in-house. Yes. That is pretty cool. We usually ask, is the family involved? But you've been answering that all day. And I think that that's incredible. Do you feel like that's helped strengthen the bond within your family?
Oh, absolutely. There is nothing quite like washing, you know, 15, 20 birds that have to go to the county fair together as a family in kiddie pools to teach you to work together and strengthen bond. It's a And it's a joke we all have that the family that can wash turkeys together and not fight is a family that will stay together forever and ever and love each other always.
Makes so much sense to me. I've washed a chicken before. Takes a special kind of patience. It does. Right? We got rescue chickens coming from somewhere, and they could have mites, they could have anything. So we try to clean them up before we put them, separate them. And yeah, chickens don't like baths. No, they don't. I can imagine a 50-pound turkey trying to wash a show turkey.
They like them even less.
I can see that. I could definitely see that. So we know your go-to feed store is Tractor Supply.
Yeah.
What is something that you use around the farm the most that you didn't realize it was a thing or people may not think? Because mine is zip ties. Like, I use zip ties. Like, I don't like nobody's business.
Oh. T-posts.
Mm.
I didn't know what one was before I moved out here. T-posts. I must have like 50 to 100 T-posts here that currently aren't in use, but will be in use.
Mm-hmm.
I use them for everything. I use them to T-posts and poultry netting to put around trees so deers don't get to them. To we have a few coops. We have two coops. One's a baby coop for when they're like young pullets.
Mm-hmm.
We have another coop my husband also builds. And it's kind of like the hotel. So when I get a new bird in, they go in there until we kind of figure out, like you said, like we get them washed down, we get them treatments, make sure they don't have lice and mites.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get their own kind of like yard and run. So we need T-posts for that. T-posts and poultry netting. The pigs, kind of reinforcing their area.
Right. Just talked about this. Pigs are incredibly strong and very smart.
Yes. And we have goats coming.
Oh, yeah. You're going to need a lot. But so let me tell you about goats. Goats are probably the most mischievous animals that we own. They find a way. So whatever,
life finds a way. Goats find a way.
Goats find a way. If you can fit your hand through it, a goat will find a way to fit his whole body through it. So get ready.
I think someone put it on your post. If water can get through it, a goat can get through it.
Absolutely right. Or over it. Or under it. We had to use, so we only have four Nigerian dwarfs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got like six retriever kennels put together as one like 50 foot by 20 foot run. And that's the only thing they can't break out of. Because if I let them out, which we do often, they end up where the horses are, where the pigs are, where the dogs are, inside the chicken coop. They found a way to get through the automated small chicken door. So they had to build another door so they can't get to the chicken feed like goats are. I got to give it to them. They're probably the most, I guess they have the most ingenuity when it comes to getting into stuff. Oh, and the raccoon things to lock the tops of the trash cans, if you have feed bins, going to come in handy for goats. You can get them on Amazon.
Oh, they're getting your feed bins like that?
Yes, the goats will knock over the trash cans and open the feed bins.
Oh.
So we lock the feed bins now with those bungee cords from Amazon so they can't get in. Now they know if they see that, they won't even try those. They'll try something else. So we don't keep feed inside of the ones without the lock. So they just get discouraged and won't try to break into them. They're pretty smart. They remember. Remember Jurassic Park when he says, they remember.
Yes.
Remember. It's crazy.
The raptors are actually goats.
Yes, that's exactly what they were.
Yeah, I'm excited for goats. I really want some goat milk.
Yeah, they're fun. They're fun things. So I think the research we did was Nigerian pygmies will give you a good amount of milk for the amount of feed that you buy. Now, you can get more with Nubians. You can get more milk,
mm-hmm.
but it's just like a feed to milk ratio. They have a good feed to milk ratio.
So that's the two breeds we're actually looking at.
Yeah. Really? Cool.
Yes.
Cool. Yep.
I'm like, the smaller ones, maybe they won't get out as much, but people are like, no, they get out more.
They gonna get out. They're gonna get out. Especially Billy's, like the nannies we have, the females there. We have only girls, and they still get out. They find ways, but they're a little easier to handle.
All right. So my husband, he already knows. He's like, just tell me when I get put up to fencing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay.
Just a good solid fence once instead of what I did and went through about five different ways of fencing to figure out, you know what, I'm just going to spend some money because this is ridiculous. That's cool. That's cool. Now, you guys are pretty good, big on social media. We're absolutely followers and friends of you guys, put up so much great information. How has your experience on social media been in this side of things, like the agricultural side of things for you guys?
Excellent. Like people are so sweet and so like interested. Honestly, I started that Facebook page just because I'm like, why doesn't he have a place to put all my chicken videos?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm like constantly showing my poor husband, like, look what May did today, or look what so-and-so did today. Or look, I'm going to knit some chicken sweaters or some hats or something. And I'm like, maybe somebody else will like it. And so kind of like my family can follow it by me constantly like texting everybody. I have 7 siblings. So
oh, okay.
Texting everybody like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And people actually started like being like interested in, they started calling me. It's like you like pick up, hey, can you take my chickens in? Or what about this? Or what about that? And it actually has caused me to do like more and more research and to be like more involved in the community. Cause so many people contact me through social media with questions. And it's actually, started doing testing for, I became Polorum certified.
Okay.
Just because, a lot of kids in our area need someone to test, and I do it for free as long as they're in 4-H or FFA.
That's awesome.
And like, it's fair. It's expensive enough to do it. So, and it was kind of selfish. It was, I think like $400 to test my whole flock, or I can pay $50 and go get the certification.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's cool.
But things like that have, and I post on social media and it causes people to ask questions. And now I see other people who are starting to get their own chickens and do it themselves. I'm like, yes, like this is what we need. Like more people getting back to nature.
Yeah. You're definitely inspiring people at every single post. And I've been that person too, at a regular family function. Like, look at my chickens. Look what they did today. They sometimes don't want to have the chicken conversation. So Facebook and TikTok and Instagram has been great for me.
Yes. It's taking the load off my poor husband. I'm like, well, guess what? So-and-so laid a big egg today. And now I get to put on social media and
I never had the conversation with them. Yes. I love that. I love that. And I know you are head hot on this campaign. You got an election today. We're not going to hold you too much longer. I had a couple more questions. Thank you. This has been incredible. So we really appreciate your time. And I know it means a lot. If you could go back and tell yourself one piece of advice before you started all of this chicken stuff, this chicken business, what would it be?
Oh, do it sooner. Do it sooner. Do it when I was younger. I wish I had done this, started this in my 20s. Absolutely. Like, I wish I had done it right away in life. Because I think now, if I had done it right away, honestly, I probably would have had a bigger farm by now. I would have had a bigger farm and I would have been further along. One of my dreams, I gotta tell you this, is to actually, I was kind of wishing I could, even though I am running for school board, I was actually kind of wishing I could have homeschooled my kids and do kind of a cottage school, like a one-room school house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they learn the math, English, social studies, all the stuff they need, but there's been a big emphasis on on agriculture, learning how to take care of animals, learning how to grow things, all the responsibility that comes with that. And I wish I had started this earlier in life, because then I would have, you know, I would have turned a barn or had another barn built and have started, you know, that one room schoolhouse and invited the community in to do more things.
It makes so much sense. I love that answer. It's an awesome answer. I wish I would have started sooner. That's the answer. Marianne, we so appreciate you giving us some time today. We wish you guys the best of luck at everything that you're doing. We learned about piggies, turkeys, chickens. We learned about getting how to get soil tested for little to nothing, if not free, how to reinforce those roosting bars for those big birds, and so many other things. We surely appreciate you, and I hope you get your rabbit tat soon.
I think so. I've been on Pinterest, and I said get a few more pictures, and just when you start, when a texting campaign starts, my husband knows it's just go get some lumber and draw up the plans. Well, thank you so much for having me on here. This has been awesome. And it's so nice to talk to someone who loves chickens and poultry as much as I do. And get your turkeys.
I am. This is a safe space. I am. We got some show silkies coming, hatching eggs coming. So we are getting ready for that courtesy of My Pet Chickens. They have some prize silky hatching eggs. So we got those coming. We're going to set our incubator up next week and we're going in. I'm trying right now. I'm 6 days in, 4 days in of a rescue goose egg that came from a school. I think the parents saw the kids playing too close and they abandoned the nest. The teacher called us because she follows us on social media. So we got this goose egg. We got it in the brooder right now. Don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to candle it in a couple of days and see how it's looking. Mm-hmm. So that's on the way too.
That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. Our incubator is pretty full. My husband's like, did you put more eggs in there? I'm like,
maybe.
Chicken nap, I don't know.
Well, I will let you get back to your day. Big shout out to Mulberry Hill Farm and Country Comforts. We are big fans of you guys. Thank you for joining Excellent Adventures.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having your Facebook page. It's so inspiring. I love following it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, guys, this is another episode of Excellent Adventures in the books.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Excellent Adventures powered by Blackyard Chickens.
Now, if you think you want to raise your own backyard flock, here's the site for you, blackyardchickens.com. We make entertaining videos about raising baby chicks from scratch. You know what I mean by from scratch, right? Or maybe you want to learn how to take care of your own big chickens or hens and get those fresh eggs, building a coop or buying a coop, having the necessary things inside that coop to get great egg production. You'll learn a lot of the neat tricks I've picked up along the way from other chicken enthusiasts, and you can get pretty eggs just like those. So follow us on social media and check us out on our YouTube channel.